You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Henat Baba. This weekend, downtown Berkeley will transform into a literary paradise for the Bay Area Book Festival. Sherilyn Parsons started the event in 2015 after being inspired by the LA Times Book Festival. With no funding and no experience producing large-scale events, she walked away from her job in development to start the festival. Today, it draws about 25,000 people and hundreds of authors annually. This year marks the fifth anniversary of the Bay Area Book Festival. Sherilyn spoke with KELW's Janae Darden about how books changed her life.
Books, literature just saved my life. I mean, I grew up and not in a, you know, I was a refugee way, but I was living in the West San Fernando Valley where there was no culture. My parents were apolitical. There was really not a lot to do. And so I escaped into the library. I gave myself an education by reading, and they just opened vistas. And all I wanted to do from when I was 5 years old was to be a writer and be part of the book world.
Wow. And you kind of created your own book world.
I created my own book world. I mean, yeah, I grew up in a evangelical Christian environment. So there were a lot of rules placed on me. And I got married within that world when I was 21. Crazy. And then I went to graduate school at USC. And I started to think for myself and to question. And I ultimately left the marriage and began reading widely, I'd always traveled, but I went to New York for a summer and lived there and just started reading. And I came across Audre Lorde, and she absolutely shattered the white middle class self-absorbed, just sort of unaware world that I grew up in. And that's the power of literature and the power of writers like that. And, you know, I've written about it a bit, and I've said, you know, that it's not Audre Lorde's job or anyone's job to sort of enlighten, you know, a young white girl from the valley, God forbid, you know, but that's what happened to me. And I'm so appreciative of the many writers who put themselves out there very bravely and change the world, sort of one heart and mind at a time.
So you took a huge leap of faith to start this huge festival.
Yes.
You quit your job.
Yes.
Which shows your love of books.
Yeah.
Were you afraid, or were you just like, I'm just going to step out on faith and do this? A little bit of both.
A little bit of both, you know. I was working at the Center for Investigative Reporting, and so I knew the journalism industry. I'd worked in journalism mostly on the side of raising money and developing new journalism initiatives. And so I knew a little bit about sort of developing a project from scratch, and I sort of knew about raising money. I knew about it in the journalism field, and I thought, mistakenly, that it wouldn't be as difficult to raise money in the literary field. And what I discovered was that it indeed is. Literature and literary arts are kind of the poor stepchild of the arts in philanthropy. And the arts, of course, receive less funding in philanthropy in general, you know, compared to other activities. So I thought I was going to raise money pretty quickly. I did not. That was a rude awakening and leaving my job. So I actually went through some of my own savings in a year. I did some consulting work, but just in spreading the idea. So what I did for a year or two, I had no partners, no money, I didn't know the publishing industry. I knew books, but I just had this vision, and that's basically all I had. So I went around sharing it with everyone who would listen, and particularly people in the literary community in the Bay Area. So I just kept going and gradually brought other people on, and that's when it began to really take off. I got sponsors, not financial sponsors, but places like The Chronicle, media sponsors, KQED got involved, KALW, you know, was involved. And that's how it gradually took shape. You know, there is this love and passion for books. And a lot of what I do now is really literary curation. I mean, the festival has a very strong curated program and very consciously curated. We've always focused on social justice issues. I mean, I've been an activist for years, and that's been important. Bay Area audiences are extremely smart, and I didn't want to just throw a bunch of authors out there. I really wanted to think about who we were bringing and what they would deliver to the audiences here. And, you know, people here just don't care as much about celebrity memoirs. So, and I don't either. yeah.
So, what can I expect, Cheryl?
What can you expect?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Saturday night keynote. I hope you're going to be around still for Saturday night. We have Robert Reich and Anand Giridharadas, which is a name I had to learn how to pronounce. And he was a New York Times writer for a long time. And he's written a book called Winners Take All, The Elite Charade of Changing the World. It's a talk about economic justice, and that's Saturday night, which we're pretty excited about. We're going to explore this new format where the writers talk with each other.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and we're podcasting them, so that'll be fun. One of our donors, actually a woman named Lise Quintana, who runs a small press, Zoetic Press, down in the South Bay, she had this idea of bringing together two writers who were fans of each other's work and hearing the conversation that would happen between them. So we have, for instance, Essie Adujan. She wrote Washington Black, a phenomenal book.
Okay.
It goes from Barbados to Canada to the Arctic. It's like magic realism,
diaspora,
the story of this slave. It's phenomenal. So she's in conversation with Tayari Jones, who wrote American Marriage, which is just riveting. So they're going to be talking together. We have Joyce Carol Oates talking with Andre Alexis, who's a Wyndham Campbell Prize winner, who wrote this really trippy, speculative book that is, we paired him with Joyce because Joyce is a fan of his and vice versa. But Joyce's new book is also speculative fiction, which is fabulous.
So when this is all over, when the festival is done, when everybody goes home, all the authors, you know, travel back to where they came from, what do you read next to relax after all of this? Or do you want to look at a book after this?
Oh, I always look at books. Are you kidding? I mean, I've got this massive pile always. And people say, you know, that question about what do you have on your nightstand? I'm like, which pile?
Right.
You know, it's a lot of piles. After the festival this year, there's a mystery writer that we are bringing this year, and I'm interviewing him. It's a guy named Elliot Pattison, and he wrote a series of mysteries set in Tibet. And he's also won human rights awards to do with Tibet. And I've traveled to Tibet. I'm writing a book myself that's set partly in Tibet. So he has 10 mysteries in this series, and I haven't been able to read them all. But the ones I've read are just fabulous. And so I'm going to read the rest.
Okay, so you're going to curl up with
a mystery. I'm going to curl up with a mystery. Yeah, yeah, it'll be fun.
That was the founder and executive director of the Bay Area Book Festival, Sherilyn Parsons, speaking with KELW's Janae Darden. You can check out the festival this weekend in downtown Berkeley. Find the details at kelw.org.